Let's go and have a chat with Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How's things?
Very well, thanks. A bit fresh out here, but all good.
Yeah, at least there's a bit of sunshine around, mate.
Lovely day, actually. Very nice.
Well, what about, I want to talk about Far Away Town, but this horse today in the last race at Newcastle, My Mahir, really nice type, obviously, the progression that this three-year-old filly's made.
Yeah, no, super. She's continued to do well, and she's stepped up every time I've asked her for an improvement in performance and a step up in grade. She's taken that step, and she's going along really well, actually.
So how do you see today, then, this last race?
Yeah, look, it's definitely another step up in grade for her. She's drawn just a little bit awkward. But look, her work's good enough to win, provided she gets the right run in the race.
Yeah. I'm just working it out here. So there's one scratching, but it doesn't affect you. So you do start from seven.
Yeah, she'll come out of seven. She's always been a little bit tardy out of the gate, so I would expect her to be midfield, something like that. She might be... I'd like to be a little bit closer would be good, but she generally steps away a little bit tardy. So, you know, we'll end up sort of back in the field a little bit. Hopefully, there's a little bit of pressure up front and can help her, give her a chance to run on.
The soft ground?
I think she's better on top of the ground. Certainly wouldn't have run her if it was in the heavy range today, but the condition of the track there, if it dries a little bit, should be okay.
Okay. All right, that's race four today at... hang on, no, not race four. The last.
Yep.
Today there, race eight, number five. Just on Far Away Town, you've entered for a couple of races. What's your thoughts at the moment?
Look, just depends on the draw, really, Andrew. Like, if she draws well in at the Sunshine Coast, we'll go. If she doesn't draw well there, we'll stay in Sydney.
Okay, so you'll accept for both?
Yeah, we'll accept for both, and we'll have a look. And work was good this morning. She's spot on. So, yeah, we'll just accept for both and have a look and see where she draws.
Matt, I hesitate here because you know I love her. I love Rudy, and we got her home on the weekend, or got him home on the weekend. I'm hoping we can do the same for Far Away Town.
Yeah, me too. Like, sooner or later, it'll fall into place for her. You know, sectionals were good last week, and she was a bit further back. You know, she always gets back a little bit, which makes it difficult. Probably on these sort of soft tracks too, you'd like to be a bit handier, but... Look, she's going great. She always runs a very good race. She's never far away. Hopefully this weekend things can fall into place for her.
And off her work, you just feel, I mean, she's never far away. Have you worked out totally what her best trip is?
Probably not, no. We're probably still experimenting a little bit with her best trip. I mean, she seems to race, you know, very well fresh over the shorter distances. But we've always sort of felt a mile somewhere between that. Sort of 14 to a mile is probably her best trip. So just as the way the race is presented this prep, we sort of lined up for the Sunshine Coast Guineas and just thought there was a nice race at the end of the season to try and knock off. But, you know, she may well, as she gets older, she may well turn out to be sort of a 6-7 furlong horse.
Yep. Well, as I say, I just hope she runs well. Sounds like the favourite is the Sunshine Coast. It's just needing a good barrier up there. It's a good four up there at the moment with maybe a couple of showers, but nothing too significant.
Yeah, I'll let it suit her, the track. I mean, I think the dry track probably suits her a bit better. She gets through the wet track all right, but we'd be much happier on top of the ground for sure.
Okay. All right, mate, good luck and with the one in the last today at Newcastle on the Beaumont.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Matt Smith joining us there with Far Away Town. So we'll wait for that barrier draw tomorrow.